Chapter 17. Yes, apostrophe said Avil. Her proposed undertaking brought out some adverse criticism till it was known that she intended to have more than one architectural opinion. An excellent stroke of hers to disarm criticism. You saw the second letter in the morning papers? Apostrophe, apostrophe, no, apostrophe said the other. The writer states that he has discovered that the competent advice of two architects is to be taken, and withdraws his accusations. Apostrophe, apostrophe, Somerset said nothing for a minute. Have you been supplied with the necessary data for your drawings? Apostrophe, apostrophe, he asked, showing by the question the track his thoughts had taken. Havel said that he had, but possibly not so completely as you have, apostrophe, he added, again smiling fiercely. Somerset did not quite like the insinuation, and the two speakers parted, the younger going towards the musicians, who had now begun to fill the air with their strains from the embowered enclosure of a drooping ash. When he got back to the marquees, they were quite crowded, and the guests began to pour out upon the grass, the toilets of the ladies presenting a brilliant spectacle here being colored dresses with white devices, their white dresses with colored devices, and yonder transparent dresses with no device at all. A lavender haze hung in the air, the trees were as still as those of a submarine forest. While the sun, in color like a brass plaque, had a hairy outline in the livid sky. After watching a while some young people who were so madly devoted to lawn tennis, that they set about it like day laborers at the moment of their arrival, he turned and saw approaching a graceful figure in cream-colored hues, whose gloves lost themselves beneath her lace ruffles, even when she lifted her hand to make firm the blue flower at her breast, and whose hair hung under her hat in great knots so well compacted, that the sun gilded the convexity of each knot like a ball. You seem to be alone, apostrophe said Paula, who had at last escaped from the duty of receiving guests. I don't know many people. Apostrophe, apostrophe, yes. I thought of that while I was in the drawing room. But I could not get out before. I am now no longer a responsible being. Mrs. Goodman is mistress for the remainder of the day. Will you be introduced to anybody? Whom would you like to know? Apostrophe, apostrophe, I am not particularly unhappy in my solitude. Apostrophe, apostrophe, but you must be made to know a few. Apostrophe, apostrophe, very well, I submit readily. Apostrophe, apostrophe, she looked away from him, and while he was observing upon her cheek the moving shadow of leaves cast by the declining sun, she said, oh, there is my aunt, apostrophe, and beckoned with her parasol to that lady, who approached in the comparatively youthful guise of a gray silk dress that whistled at every touch. Paula left them together, and Mrs. Goodman then made him acquainted with a few of the best people, describing what they were in a whisper, before they came up, among them being the radical member for Markton, who had succeeded to the seat rendered vacant by the death of Paula's father. While talking to this gentleman on the proposed enlargement of the castle, Somerset raised his eyes and hand towards the walls, the better to point out his meaning. In so doing he saw a face in the square of darkness formed by one of the open windows, the effect being that of a highlight portrait by Van Dyke Rembrandt. It was his assistant there, leaning on the windowsill of the studio, as he smoked his cigarette, and surveyed the gay groups promenading beneath. After holding a chattering conversation with some ladies from a neighboring country seat who had known his father in bygone years, and handing them ices and strawberries till they were satisfied, he found an opportunity of leaving the grounds, wishing to learn what progress Dare had made in the survey of the castle. Dare was still in the studio when he entered. Somerset informed the youth that there was no necessity for his working later that day, unless to please himself, and proceeded to inspect Dare's achievements thus far. To his vexation, Dare had not plotted three dimensions during the previous 2 days. This was not the first time that Dare, either from incompetence or indolence, had shown his inutility as a house surveyor and draftsman. apostrophe Mr. Dare, apostrophe said Somerset. I fear you don't suit me well enough to make it necessary that you should stay after this week. Apostrophe apostrophe Dare removed the cigarette from his lips and bowed. If I don't suit, the sooner I go the better. Why wait the week? Apostrophe apostrophe he said. Well, that's as you like. Apostrophe apostrophe Somerset drew the inkstand towards him, wrote out a check for their services, and handed it across the table. I'll not trouble you tomorrow, apostrophe said Dare, seeing that the payment included the week in advance. Very well, apostrophe replied Somerset. Please lock the door when you leave. Apostrophe apostrophe shaking hands with Dare and wishing him well, he left the room and descended to the lawn below. There he contrived to get near Miss Power again, and inquired of her for Miss Distancy. Oh, did you not know? Apostrophe said Paula. Her father is unwell, and she preferred staying with him this afternoon. Apostrophe apostrophe, I hoped he might have been here. Apostrophe apostrophe, oh no. He never comes out of his house to any party of this sort. It excites him, and he must not be excited. Apostrophe apostrophe, poor Sir William. Apostrophe apostrophe muttered Somerset. No, apostrophe said Paula, he is grand and historical. Apostrophe, that is hardly an orthodox notion for a Puritan, apostrophe said Somerset mischievously. I am not a Puritan, apostrophe insisted Paula. The day turned to dusk, and the guests began going in relays to the dining hall. When Somerset had taken in two or three ladies to whom he had been presented, and attended to their wants, which occupied him 3/4 of an hour, he returned again to the large tent, with a view to finding Paula and taking his leave. It was now brilliantly lighted up, and the musicians, who during daylight had been invisible behind the ash tree, were ensconced at one end with their harps and violins. It reminded him that there was to be dancing. The tent had in the meantime half filled with a new set of young people who had come expressly for that pastime. Behind the girls gathered numbers of newly arrived young men with low shoulders and diminutive mustaches, who were evidently prepared for once to sacrifice themselves as partners. Somerset felt something of a thrill at the sight. He was an infrequent dancer, and particularly unprepared for dancing at present. But to dance once with Paula Power he would give a year of his life. He looked round, but she was nowhere to be seen. The first set began. Old and middle-aged people gathered from the different rooms to look on at the gyrations of their children, but Paula did not appear. When another dance or two had progressed, and an increase in the average age of the dancers was making itself perceptible, especially on the masculine side, Somerset was aroused by a whisper at his elbow, "You dance, I think. Miss Deverell is disengaged. As he has not been asked once this evening." Apostrophe apostrophe the speaker was Paula. Somerset looked at Miss Deverell, a sallow lady with black twinkling eyes, yellow costume, and gay laugh, who had been there all the afternoon, and said something about having thought of going home. "Is that because I asked you to dance?" Apostrophe apostrophe she murmured. "There she is appropriated." Apostrophe apostrophe a young gentleman had at that moment approached the uninviting Miss Deverell, claimed her hand, and led her off. "That's right," apostrophe said Somerset. "I ought to leave room for younger men." Apostrophe apostrophe, you need not say so. That bald-headed gentleman is 45. He does not think of younger men. Apostrophe, have you a dance to spare for me? Apostrophe apostrophe, her face grew stealthily redder in the candlelight. "Oh, I have no engagement at all, I have refused. I hardly feel at liberty to dance. It would be as well to leave that to my visitors." Apostrophe apostrophe, why? Apostrophe apostrophe, my father, though he allowed me to be taught, never liked the idea of my dancing. Apostrophe apostrophe, did he make you promise anything on the point? Apostrophe apostrophe, he said he was not in favor of such amusements no more. apostrophe apostrophe, I think you are not bound by that, on an informal occasion like the present. Apostrophe apostrophe, she was silent. You will just once? Apostrophe apostrophe, said he. Another silence. If you like, apostrophe, she venturesomely answered at last. Somerset closed the hand which was hanging by his side, and somehow hers was in it. The dance was nearly formed, and he led her forward. Several persons looked at them significantly, but he did not notice it then, and plunged into the maze. Never had Mr. Somerset passed through such an experience before. Had he not felt her actual weight and warmth, he might have fancied the whole episode a figment of the imagination. It seemed as if those musicians had thrown a double sweetness into their notes on seeing the mistress of the castle in the dance, that a perfumed southern atmosphere had begun to pervade the marquee, and that human beings were shaking themselves free of all inconvenient gravitation. Somerset's feelings burst from his lips. This is the happiest moment I have ever known, apostrophe, he said. Do you know why? Apostrophe apostrophe, I think I saw a flash of lightning through the opening of the tent, apostrophe, said Paula, with roguish abruptness. He did not press for an answer. Within a few minutes a long growl of thunder was heard. It was as if Jove could not refrain from testifying his jealousy of Somerset for taking this covetable woman so presumptuously in his arms. The dance was over, and he had retired with Paula to the back of the tent, when another faint flash of lightning was visible through an opening. She lifted the canvas, and looked out, Somerset looking out behind her. Another dance was begun, and being on this account left out of notice, Somerset did not hasten to leave Paula's side. I think they begin to feel the heat, apostrophe, she said. A little ventilation would do no harm. Apostrophe apostrophe, he flung back the tent door where he stood, and the light shone out upon the grass. I must go to the drawing room soon, apostrophe, she added. They will begin to leave shortly. Apostrophe apostrophe, it is not late. The thunder cloud has made it seem dark sea there. A line of pale yellow stretches along the horizon from west to north. That's evening not gone yet. Shall we go into the fresh air for a minute? Apostrophe apostrophe, she seemed to signify assent, and he stepped off the tent floor upon the ground. She stepped off also. The air out of doors had not cooled, and without definitely choosing a direction they found themselves approaching a little wooden tea house that stood on the lawn a few yards off. Arrived here, they turned, and regarded the tent they had just left, and listened to the strains that came from within it. I feel more at ease now, apostrophe, said Paula. So do I, apostrophe, said Somerset. I mean, apostrophe, she added in an undeceiving tone, because I saw Mrs. Goodman enter the tent again just as we came out here, so I have no further responsibility. Apostrophe, apostrophe, I meant something quite different. Try to guess what? Apostrophe, she teasingly demurred, finally breaking the silence by saying, the rain has come at last, apostrophe, as great drops began to fall upon the ground with a smack, like pellets of clay. In a moment the storm poured down with sudden violence, and they drew further back into the summer house. The side of the tent from which they had emerged still remained open, the rain streaming down between their eyes, and the lighted interior of the marquee like a tissue of glass threads, the brilliant forms of the dancers passing and repassing behind the watery screen, as if they were people in an enchanted submarine palace. How happy they are! Apostrophe apostrophe, said Paula. They don't even know that it is raining. I am so glad that my aunt had the tent lined, otherwise such a downpour would have gone clean through it. Apostrophe apostrophe, the thunderstorm showed no symptoms of abatement, and the music and dancing went on more merrily than ever. We cannot go in, apostrophe, said Somerset. And we cannot shout for umbrellas. We will stay till it is over, will we not? Apostrophe, yes, apostrophe, she said, if you care to. Ah! Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.